My dear friends, you are now listening to the trailer of podcast show Keep Me Inspired with Shivatma Chennai. Welcome guys to Keep Me Inspired. My name is Shivatma Chennai and I am your host for this show. Every 15 days, I will be interviewing today's most inspiring and successful personalities who will range from CEOs, YouTubers, authors, and other change makers in order to help you to make early life-changing decisions and realize your true worth. This is episode number 12 of Keep Me Inspired podcast show with Vikram Parthan.
Good morning, everyone. This is episode number 12 of Keep Me Inspired podcast show with Vikram Parthan. Vikram Parthan is founder and CEO of Gixi. Apart from that, he is a musician, having played guitar for bands like Kusar and Groovy Hello. And more about him, let's listen from him. Thank you so much, Vikram, for being here.
Very happy to be here, Shiva. We can continue the interview as well. Very happy to share some thoughts and how I went about my journey.
Yeah. I would like to start this episode with a positive quote. A good life is the one in which you do more of the things you love to do. What would you like to say on that, Vikram?
Oh, obviously, right? I mean, the more you're able to do things in life that you really love doing, it means you are generally happy. And if you're generally happy, you lead a very fulfilling life. So that is what is important. And it's important to love what you do and do things that you love in order to completely stay happy and grounded.
Well, what is your thought on this? Should we love what we do or should we do what we love?
Very interesting question. See, I think there are two ways of looking at it. One is you are naturally very good at doing something and therefore you have an attraction towards it. And then you continue doing that and you see if you can make a living out of it, which means you're naturally liking what you're doing and you're making a living out of it and you're loving what you're doing as a result. And you're just letting life lead you, right? And you're making sure that you're going along with life's journey and living out life happily. So I would look at it in that perspective. And the second perspective being, over a period of time, you develop a skill or some expertise with something, and that gives you happiness, right? So that's something which you then see if you can expand and, you know, continue doing it because it gives you so much of happiness and you basically develop that skill and you become very good at it. So two different ways of looking at it.
Okay, then I would focus more on doing what we love because Gixi is all about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Gixi is a monetization platform where you can turn your passion into profit and it absolutely helps you do what you love and, you know, try and make some sort of a living out of it. That's the intent.
During these tough times of Corona, COVID second wave, how important do you think for the people to start working on their dreams?
Oh, it's important. See, you're going to be stuck at home more often than not, which means you have enough time to think about what you really like doing and what you would really want to do in life. So given the fact that you're not going to be traveling anymore for a while, you will be at home. It's always good to develop something that is interesting, some skill that keeps you going throughout and gives you an added dimension to your personality. So I think it's important during these times to develop that something which actually helps you and, makes you learn different things. And actually creates a bit of a life skill in you. So that's something that I would definitely, suggest or recommend to people.
Yeah. My dear friends, I invited Vikram to this podcast to introduce you to this amazing new platform called as Gixi, which helps you turn your passion into profit. You might have heard of Patreon. For those of you who don't know what Patreon is, it is an American membership platform that provides business tools for content creators to run a subscription service. It helps creators and artists earn a monthly income by providing rewards and perks to their subscribers. This facility, unfortunately, was not available for Indians Identifying this loophole, Vikram Parthan and his team started Gixi. Vikram, can you tell me more about yourself and Gixi?
Got it. So, I started Gixi because I've been a musician for 20 plus years and I kept, getting into a situation where, as a band, as part of a music band, you would always get sidetracked because some other event manager or some other, manager or agent of some other band would always push their bands to the forefront, and therefore you would limit opportunities for the rest. And this was back when there was hardly any digital penetration in India. It was mostly through CDs and, live concerts that people were getting to listen to music in the early 2000s. And the problem is more or less the same now, right? Because in today's digital world, all of the money-making capability is basically, hinging on two factors. One is the ability to generate more views and algorithms that typically push certain content creators over other content creators. So I've always wanted to solve this problem where there is no third party coming into the picture and it's only a direct connection between creators and their closest group of supporters that end up supporting creators over a period of time. That is how the whole idea of Gixi came into play. And I had actually presented this idea back when I was doing my MBA from IIM Bangalore in 2013, I think. And the idea had, gotten a lot of good reviews back then. And my professors were like, you should probably take this up seriously right then and there. But I didn't have the guts to do it. In 2018 is when I actually discovered that I indeed had the guts to do it. And I felt if I'm not going to do it at that point in time, I was never going to do it again. So I went down the path of picking it up, taking it seriously. And I got another friend of mine called Vikram, who also is called Vikram. So both of us started Gixi and we went live with the initial version of the platform in March 2019. We were joined by Samir, who is a co-founder as well. He is our CTO. So with all of us together, it just made sense for us to work on Gixi and help content creators doing what they love. We felt even India needed something like Patreon, given where India's content creator landscape is heading towards. And, we looked at Patreon for inspiration. We looked at the kind of different features the platform had. And we felt that the most simplest thing to do is to create a platform that could help people with running a membership business to start with. And then we gave the ability for people to run even live streaming events, let people buy tickets to events. And then over a period of time, we let people start selling video courses, right? We let creators start selling video courses on the platform. And also we started helping creators spin off their own branded applications, either on Android or on iOS or as a progressive web application. So we differentiated quite a lot as part of our journey with respect to Patreon. Like I said, video courses and branded applications aren't really things that Patreon offers. And on top of that, we just take a 5% cut on every transaction. We've got a single commission rate. So there are a bunch of different things that we did when compared to Patreon, but the idea was seeded back in 2013 and it became a reality only in 2019. So let's see where it goes.
So how is Gixi different from Patreon?
Yeah, so I just spoke about a couple of differences. So let me repeat those. The first difference is the fact that Gixi allows video courses to be run on the platform, which means you as a creator, you have the ability to run video courses on the platform. You also have the ability to accept payments without, there being a foreign exchange fee or a GST fee, because most payments on Patreon are through credit cards, but on Gixi, you can pay through UPI, you can pay through net banking, you can pay through debit cards, you can pay through credit cards, you can pay through wallets, you can pay through a various number of means. And we have only a single 5% cut, right? It's a 5% charge that we take on every transaction. We do not have a tiered system like Patreon where there is 5% all the way until 12%. We just have a single 5% transaction charge. We also help creators run their own branded applications that basically uses Gixi's technology under the hood. So if you're a creator and if you want your own brand design to appear as part of your application, you can always choose to do that, and you don't have to, be on Gixi. You can use your own app, and you know, it just uses all of Geeksy's technology under the hood. So these are the ways in which we are different from Patreon today.
Yeah, even platforms like Kajabi, Thinkific, these all course platforms charge a lot compared to Geeksy. So I think for the new age course creators, it's better they opt for Geeksy instead of this Instamojo and Thinkific, Kajabi.
Absolutely. And we have a content cloud, which is already available on our platform. So that's something that content creators can generally use as well. So they don't have to set up anything. They don't have to bother about setting up technology infrastructure, cloud space, whatnot, or even try and set up a website. The moment they set up their Geeksy page, which they can do in under 2 minutes, they're able to start selling membership feeds. They're able to start selling video courses. They're also able to start doing live streaming events. So a bunch of different things that Geeksy provides in under 2 minutes for content creators.
Taking few practical examples, can you tell us how making proper use of Geeksy, we can turn our passion into profit?
Absolutely. So a lot of times what I see is that we as content creators, we end up putting a lot of content for free, right? Yeah. Whereas a lot of our followers also do not really mind paying us small sums on a monthly basis in order to access us, because they love the work that we do. They love the creative content that we put out. So imagine, you know, 100 people paying you 200 rupees a month, or even 200 people paying you 100 rupees a month. Mm-hmm. That's 20,000 rupees a month already, right? Which means if you're able to give your followers early access to your content, or exclusive access to your content, or do personalized streaming events with them, or show them how you actually go about your creative pursuits, I think there is a lot of different things that you can do for your most valuable supporters and followers. That is what I typically suggest that creators do on Geeksy. And if you do that, if you get people to support you on a monthly basis where they pay you 100 to 200 rupees a month, you're already making a decent amount of money on a monthly basis. And over a period of time, you can scale that. For instance, just a month ago, we had one of Geeksy's own creators taking close to 1 lakh in 1 month. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different ways in which creators can actually make money on the platform. And it's all about making sure that you're dipping into your base of followers, and you're getting them excited about the kind of content that you're putting out, and getting them to support you because they love, being part of your journey, and they love what you do. And Geeksy essentially celebrates that authentic connection between creators and fans, more than these likes or shares or loves or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, there's no monetization coming out of it. So that is where Geeksy comes in, and we help you connect with your fans, and your fans pay you in order to access you in a lot of different ways than they would on traditional social media.
What do you think is the common mistakes creators make if they don't make use of such platforms?
Oh, yeah. So I think, there are going to be situations where creators will typically use other platforms like Instagram, YouTube and Facebook, etc. Mm-hmm. Over a period of time, they might end up, having a good fan following, but they would have created a lot of content without really getting any return on the investment, right? Because creating content also means that you're spending money and time. So the real question is, how are you able to recoup that time and money? How are you going to let people pay you for putting out all of the content? So a lot of times people start putting out free content and, they just get some applauses, some social gratification. And then over a period of time, they get burnt out because they're not seeing anything coming out of it, and they give up and they go away. Mm-hmm. This is where I encourage people to say, start your Geeksy career as early as possible. Don't really wait for, you to get a following and then look at monetizing your creations. Start looking at monetizing your creations from the beginning so that people can pay you and they can become involved in your journey. They can support you for putting out great work. And, that basically helps creators become a little more self-sustaining, and they don't get burnt out. And over a period of time, they start developing a larger fan base, and they're able to monetize that fan base also. So instead of leaving it to fate, where you are hoping that your videos will go viral, mm-hmm. you are basically getting your fans to support you and help you along as part of your journey.
Yeah, number of followers does not matter here. The number of supporters number of people supports you, even if that is 10 or 50, that matters.
Absolutely. The number of people that are paying you on a monthly basis, whether it's 50 or 100, and even if they're paying you 100 or 200 or even 300 rupees, that is what matters, right? You are not really bothered about the millions of views or the thousands of subscribers or the billions of subscribers that you have. You're bothered about who is actually making payments to you on the platform.
Yeah, and I want to admit to everyone that even I fall into this category. I created Geeksy profile and still did not take it seriously and gonna correct myself. And I also advise you, recommend you.
Absolutely. I would love to see that, Shiva. I would love to see that, yes.
I would recommend everyone to make quick use of this platform, because especially he made this for Indians, and it's your duty to start living the life that you design for yourself, not what others choose you to be.
Absolutely. I think that's important. It's important for people to understand that they are able to monetize their content. And you know, passionately live out that you know, the way of actually monetizing their content also and creating content. I would always encourage that people are, you know, very clear about their education as well. While this happens, it's important to have a good educational background, a good degree, so that no matter what happens, you always have a solid backup. You have a solid education degree to fall back on. So don't ever compromise on your education, but at the same time, make sure you devote some time every day for your passion exercises. And it's a great, very fulfilling journey if you do so.
Okay, coming to that same point, I would like to ask you, if someone is so sure about their passion and what they are gonna do in their passionate journey, would it be right to quit their education, and how should they approach this?
Yeah, I wouldn't really recommend anybody quitting education. I think education is very important in general. It gives you a very solid perspective and a solid foundation to work from. So I would say, if you have something that you're really passionate about, and if you're still studying, if you're still in school or if you're still in college, make sure that you park some time on a daily basis to, you know, go after your passion, while at the same time you're able to study and, you know, make sure that you're not in a risky place when it comes to passing your exams or getting your degree. So it's important to have a good balance. I would say, to start with, you look at 85-15 percentage split between doing your studies and 15% of your time for passion. So if you have, you know, 14-15 hours a day, generally where you're awake, I would say you spend around, you know, 10 to 12 hours on your education and family related things, and spend the remaining hours on your passion. And if you do that, if you're able to do that religiously on a daily basis, you will start noticing that your passion is also leading you somewhere and your education is also not becoming compromised. Mm-hmm. So it's important to have a good education background. It's important to have a foundation steeped in education and not compromising on your education at any point in time. But at the same time, it's important that you don't give up on your passion and you work on your passion as much as you can.
On that note, I would like to ask, what are the empowering questions students should ask themselves to select a career which is more relevant to them?
Yeah, so I think it's important for people to realize what they're good at and play to their strengths. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a lot of students end up doing things because they believe that, you know, somebody tells them to do something and they believe that it's the truth. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that you see, you know, students after their 12th, not really knowing what they need to do. I've seen a lot of kids at a very early age understand that they are interested in something, that it gives them a lot of happiness, it gives them a lot of excitement. And I've always encouraged them to spend time towards that, whether it's, you know, being a musician or whether it's performing arts or illustrations or, you know, becoming, you know, even a scientist for that matter. A lot of people do experiments, chemistry or physics experiments at home. So a lot of these kids have a very good idea about what they're good at, right, when they're growing up. So I would say, don't ever give up on that. But at the same time, understand that there is one single truth, that your education is what is going to save you in the end as a backup in case something doesn't work out. So always make sure that you're never giving up on your education, but at the same time, don't give up on your passion. So if you have, you know, a certain interest towards something, and if you're feeling naturally attracted to something that is working like a skill or hobby, like performing arts or illustrations or anything else in digital media. Could be podcasting, could be doing blogging or writing blogs or becoming a content creator, whatever it is, right? If you have a good skill that you've developed over a period of time for that, devote some time for it on a daily basis, but never forget that your education is important. And if it means that you can get educated in the same field and it's something that can work for you, you should probably even look at getting educated in the same field as well, so that your passion and your education can go together then.
That was so insightful. Thank you so much for that.
No problem at all.
As a creator, I am interested more in your entrepreneurship side of your life. Keeping your success story apart, I would like to ask you about your personal experience and dark side of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, so I think it takes... entrepreneurship is always something that happens when you really believe that there is an idea that you want to pursue, mm-hmm. and that you're not going to give up on it at any point in time. Of course, you need to be practical enough to understand that there are going to be situations where things may not work for you. And you need to know that you need to be aware of when you want to pull the plug, right? Because you can't really be in a state where you're running after something that is not working. If everything is working on a month-on-month basis, you're measuring things, you are looking at what your revenues are like, you're looking at what your cash flow situation is like, you're making sure that you have enough backup, that you're earning money, or you've saved up enough amount of money for you to actually get onto your entrepreneurship journey. It's important that you're giving your 100% when you're an entrepreneur. That means making everybody else also understand, whoever is part of the team, making them also understand that they're here to give their 100%, right? It's not just one person who's doing the job. There are people who are single entrepreneurs sometimes and they take the responsibility fully. But when you have an entrepreneurial venture which has more than a single person involved, it's important that everybody sees the same vision. It's important that everybody works hard and gives it their 100%. So you're completely 100% in, or you're not there, right? You're making sure that you're putting in your best effort. So there are going to be situations where you'll have to confront your team members about, you know, maybe you not doing a good job, or them not doing a good job, or them not giving their 100%. And you need to be able to honestly talk about such things. And honesty is something which is extremely important in entrepreneurship, not just honesty towards you, but honesty also towards the rest of the team members that are part of your venture. You need to be transparent with them. You need to be completely filled with integrity. You can't at any point in time lie or cover up anything. It's important to make sure that you're presenting the truth all the time, that you're doing things by the rules, you're not really cutting corners, you're being a very, very hands-on, straightforward citizen of the country, right? It's important to do that. So as long as you're honest, as long as you're truthful to yourself and to everybody else within the team, and as long as you're putting in your best effort, your 100% every day you come to the chair, and as long as you're practical about what is happening, you've got most of your bases covered. And even if you have dark days, you know, you will need to get over those, because every time you have a dark day, you will probably have 3 or 4 great days to compensate for the dark days. So don't think so much about what happened. Think about what is happening instead, and think about how the present is actually going to help you become better.
I am very curious to know this difference. What is the difference between job versus entrepreneurship versus influencers? Can there be a combination of any both or all the three?
Yeah. So if I'm looking at a job, it's typically something that I'm employed to do by somebody else. So it means that you're either an employee of a company, or you're a contractor. You're being hired for a very specific purpose because you have skills in that area. But nothing stops you from showing or exhibiting entrepreneurship even there, right? Because you can always be creative about how you solve a particular problem for someone who employs you. And that person may therefore find you very valuable. So it's important to bring your original flavor to any job that you may be hired to do. Number two, it's important to make sure that as an entrepreneur, you know, I've already said what you need to do, right? You need to be completely 100% true to what you're doing. So I've already covered that aspect. As an influencer, again, if you're going to be looking at brand collaborations or promoting a brand, for instance, as an influencer, you need to be able to do that because you believe in the brand. You're not just doing it for the money, right? Okay. You believe in the fact that the brand is coming over and it's in line with what you do and it's in line with you as a content creator and it's something that you can actually promote. So all these three aspects, whether you're a job, whether you're on a job, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're an influencer, all of these three aspects have a common foundation, that of being honesty and that of giving your 100% effort all the time. So as long as you're honest, as long as you're putting in your 100% effort and not really bothering about the outcomes, but bothering about the process itself, I think that is going to stand you in good stead. So, you know, just be true to yourself, be honest, take things on a daily basis, bring your best self to the fore and everything will take care of itself. And you'll find joy in anything that you do. That's the idea of life, right? Find joy in anything that you do.
Wow, that's a fantastic definition anyone has ever given me on this. Vikram, can you share one piece of advice that would instantly start transforming life of my audience and me who are listening to this podcast?
Very interesting question, very loaded question. What I would recommend or what I typically would say for people to live a happy life is, number one, forget about the past. Number two, live in the present. Always give you 100% when you're in the present. Come from a place of honesty, truth, love and joy. And number three, when you do all of this, the future will take care of itself. You don't have to worry about the future. So forget about the past, live in the present, be honest, be truthful, be filled with love and joy, and the future will take care of itself.
That's very kind of you for such a wonderful words of insight.
Thank you so much, Shiva. Thank you for having me here. And I hope this helps people who are listening to the podcast as well.
Yeah, it will help a lot to everyone, including me. And thank you so much for addressing my audience of this podcast. I highly appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. You're very kind. Thank you for inviting me onto this podcast. Happy to help at any point of time and, do more podcasts like this going forward.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shiva.
I hope you have enjoyed this episode with Vikram Parthan. If you learned a lot of new things and satisfied listening to this podcast episode, make sure you share this episode with your friends on WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure to tag me at I am the brand myself, and I am asking you to share in order to, if you share, someone else will listen to this podcast, and because of you, their life might get transformed and you will be proud of yourself. Now this is the time to take a decision and a small step towards your ideal life. So go out there and live your life. All the best. This is Shivatma signing off until we meet again.